Gather wisdom together with Brother Johnny, a member of the National Academy of Sciences, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and Hall of Famer, Mike Ditka. Johnny in New Orleans. Good morning, Johnny.
Hello, Stevie J.
Mike Ditka in Chicago today, Mike?
Yep, you bet.
All right, great to have you both. The market tanks yesterday, 512 points. The unemployment numbers come out. They're just a tick better. The futures are now ahead 85 points. Don't know if that's a rounding error or it's good news. It's hard to tell, but at least 9.2 goes to 9.1. Johnny feels better for the moment.
Well, it's better than 9.3, I suppose. I don't know what that means. Mike, I don't know how close they are. What's your accuracy? I guess it's good. It's good. Let's buy stock.
Hope for the best. Hope for the best.
Yeah. I think the private sector jobs, 154,000 up in July versus 80,000 in June. But I always remember that 3 months down the road, they always adjust these things. You're right. It's hard to know. I don't know how they even count the thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet a lot on that. I think we've got more issues in Europe in terms of the economy of Italy now. And then, of course, our leadership would I call lend confidence in anything. So, and a lot of it's confidence. But, you know, they're talking about a recession, a double dip, whatever, and we'll just have to see. I've been working too hard to try to keep things going on my end. I'm just trying to hold on my end, Steve.
and that's the issue, Mike. Everybody's busy with their own lives. We've trusted these elected officials to kind of do the job.
Well, I think it's something we all have to look at. And you look at elections and you take them for granted. Well, I'm going to let this guy, he speaks well, he makes a nice appearance, and there's no substance. You know, it's really, and that's the problem. This is all show, no substance, and basically that's what we're having in Washington, D.C. right now, and it's not good. And what substance there is really nonsense, because it doesn't really apply to the American dream, or what the Constitution, or what our forefathers had in mind for this country, you know, which is not big government, and we are big, big, big government.
Right. I think that we're just losing more. We've always taken the politician's speech with a grain of salt, but it's reached a new level across the board. And again, I didn't see a whole lot with this budget deal, Steve. The first couple of years, it's going up, overall 6% next year and another 7% the next year. So zero acknowledgement of stopping and a lot of more serious discussion about stopping. I'm amazed at some of the liberal speakers are, it's like we did cut the budget in half.
Yeah, right.
Holding hostage,
yeah.
Going to blow up the Capitol.
Yeah.
What is that? We didn't even cut spending again.
You're listening to Schumer and you're listening to Durbin. These people are idiots.
I'm afraid you're right.
I mean, my God, they hear a grown man cry. They become crybabies. And now they're using all this stuff about Reagan. Well, you know, they act like they're Reagan, you know. Oh, we have Reagan. No, you don't. You have nothing. These people are so far left that they can't even see around the bend. I mean, it's ridiculous. And this is not about America, guys. They can say anything they want to say. They don't care. They care about their constituency in the party. And that's all they care about. And saying, hey, I'm not wrong. You can't prove me wrong. And if we keep blaming this on Bush, maybe people will keep believing it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just a very short-sighted and very self-centered approach to leadership. I think they are just worried about, I don't even know if they're worried about the party. They're just worried about themselves and the life of Riley, I guess they think they live. But we're all out here in the trenches, Steve, working.
Yeah.
And made a big lift yesterday. Whew. About 3,600 tons out of the mud, Mike. 500 feet of water.
And the thing fell apart.
Well, things were falling off of it. I mean, the thing's upside down, and we're bringing it out of the water, and it gets, you know, 2,200 tons. Let's say that's 4 million pounds. And by the time we get it out of the water, it's more like 7 million pounds.
Whew.
So some of this heavier stuff starts to break away.
Yeah.
And we've tried to anticipate that. But it's always a little dicey. But it's, hey, you know, it's like a good fourth and one, Mike. But, you know.
Hey, it's only good if you make it. You made it. It's only good if you make it.
You're 100% right.
Oh, man. Well, all right. So if the president is hearing it, that, gosh, you're not leading, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, they're supposed to have the smartest people in the world in the White House. Why don't they just say, okay, here's the plan. You're going to say X, Y, and Z, and it's going to look like you're leading. I mean, I don't understand how you could not be very, I mean, he's, where is he? He had a lot of birthday celebrations and fundraisers this week, but I would think from a PR standpoint, somebody can coach this.
Well, the plan that he wants to implement, nobody wants. It's like his health care plan. So he doesn't want to say what he's thinking, or he doesn't have one. It's one or the other. Now he's getting comfortable because he can go back out campaigning, but I don't know, Mike, if this economy does kind of even just stop where it is now. I think he is in trouble because it
comes down to one thing. If the American in life, and I say this, I said it to you guys a lot, you get what you tolerate, period. If you tolerate this administration and you tolerate this kind of politics, that's what you'll get. Don't gripe about it. If you don't change it, don't gripe about it. Don't talk about unemployment. Don't talk about jobs. Don't talk about deficit. Don't talk about balancing the budget. Don't talk about anything if you tolerate this type of administration. So if people want to tolerate it, fine. Just don't gripe about things. That's all.
Well, and you know,
and keep,
you're talking
and
about
keep blaming the other people. Oh, yeah,
well,
forget,
and
you
that's
got to
all,
do that.
Well, and that's when you get the idea you don't have a plan or your plan
well,
won't stop.
John, they don't. There's no leadership. There's none. You know, what we have, instead of a person leading, we have a person reacting. There's a lot of difference. You react to situation, or you lead and you anticipate and you understand what could happen. If it just doesn't, this is what we're going to do. No, none of that.
And
we're
yet
he's reacting right now.
I think his general vision is the kind of model that the Europeans have, like Italy, like Greece, where there's more and more people being, quote, helped or entitled. And look at them. You can't campaign on let's be like Italy now. So his vision can't be sold. He has no detailed plan anyway, so he's going to talk about what he said yesterday. I didn't say we're going to change it quick. I just said change.
change to what, as Mike said over and over. Change
yeah,
to what?
That's the 64.
Well,
trillion-dollar question.
And then the thing, too, that has always made me arch my back, even back to 2008, I said you just got to be careful how you look at the media. If the media is afraid, and in some cases in circles they are, depending on who you're with, they're afraid to ask a tough question because there's going to be retribution, maybe not that minute. So yesterday, the president announced this gigantic campaign bus tour that the taxpayers will pay for. One reporter had the audacity to say, won't that be a little more like campaigning and maybe the campaign fund should pay for this instead of the American people? And he got pounded. The White House press secretary said, how dare you? He's the president. He ought to be able to get out. Well, I didn't mean it. Well, you said it and you implied it, and I can't. And they just beat him down. I just can't believe that's being tolerated.
Well, you know, again, you get what you tolerate. I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, you know, we have a liberal media gives every concession in the world to him. Listen, it's not leadership, guys. I'm not against the guy. I don't care. I hope he does well. I want America to do well. He doesn't know how to lead. He never had a job in his life. Never had a job of leadership in his life. So he never had a job of putting a budget together. Never had a job of running a company, hiring people, firing people. None of that. Never did all that. So right. He was a teacher. So if that's what it is, if people think this is all about academics and how well you speak, how well you read a prompter, come on, stop it.
All right, I wanted to ask you, too. Remember Wisconsin, what happened up there with the new governor challenging the unions to pay more for benefits?
And they're doing well. And they're doing well.
Yeah, but did you hear about those? They got like 6 or 8 Republicans on a recall vote, and they're going to maybe toss them out and take control back.
All I know is right now, the guy up in Wisconsin right now is one of the best governors in the United States. He's done a great job. He's got the ballot, everything back in line. And the reason he's got it all back in line because he stood up to the union. Now, unions are essential. There's no question about it. Unions can be good. They can be bad. They're like anything else. So right now, it's up to them, you know. But I like what Scott Walker's done. I really do.
Well, you know, and Steve, the Tea Party group has decided to fight for those Republicans.
Yeah, right.
So it's going to be very interesting to see if they can vote them out. I mean, they won their election from their districts, so that's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah, it really will. And when they say Tea Party, my gosh, they're talking about people that want to rein in spending, lessen the power of government, this nanny state we're creating, and they're being called these extreme radicals. Call me a Tea Partier if it means less government. I'm all in.
Yeah, well, but
who's calling them extreme radicals? I mean, you got to look at who is.
Yeah,
Jay Carney?
Yeah.
I mean, Durbin? Come on. I mean, these people, what do they really know? All they are mouthpieces. So, you know, after a while you get tired of it. And if people would, in their right mind would listen to Dick Durbin speak, or Schumer speak, or Nancy Pelosi speak, and you say any of that is pro-America or for America, you're crazy.
Well, and I think I'm a Tea Party all the way, I guess. I mean, I haven't heard anything I wouldn't agree with. And I think the more you stand up to really the truth, Steve, the stronger that gets. And I think it's going to work that
way.
Well,
and you know that no matter who the Republicans put up there, the defense already is going to be, you want that? You wouldn't. It's always, you know, somebody else is worse as opposed to their guy is great.
Well, at this point, jumping from the frying pan into the fire doesn't seem all that bad. So I think,
well,
I don't know. Every bad time feels like the worst, but this one has a real divide to it because of the philosophical differences between the two parties.
Well, and I think you've got to go back to just the basic ability to get people closer together. And one of the things, I think a lot of people voted for Barack Obama thinking he would bring people closer together. And I have never seen this kind of a divide, ever. You can talk all you want about any other president. Bush, it was getting bad. This is the worst I've seen it. They're about to come to blows, I'm telling you. Unless it's all an act, Mike. You think it just might be just one big...
No, it's not an act. It's not an act. It's genuine dislike. Basically, and it's really all along party lines. I don't think it's as much individuals as anything else.
Right. So there's no real.
How does this all end, Johnny? How do we all come together and have a group hug?
Clean out, sweep them out of Washington. Get a broom, sweep them out. Yeah. Start from scratch.
We need an probably another leader, and we get to do that. You know, we get to at least think we can kind of start new, and I think we thought that this last time, and maybe try somebody else. I think that'll help. I don't see Barack Obama changing really what he's been doing to the point he can salvage the attitude and the environment in Washington right now. So, and maybe nobody can, but I certainly don't think he will. And that has to change at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I think overall thinking has to change before any individual can change anything. The overall thinking that we got to understand that the two-party system is for a reason. I mean, they don't all have to agree about everything on everything, but they have to agree about something. They got to agree on which way to take the country, the direction, what's best for the country, what's best for the people. Now, they don't want to even talk about, fixing this tax thing. They can change the tax thing. You can say anybody under $36,000, if you earn $36,000 or less, you pay no taxes, none. And you can go from there, and you can take care if you want to. But we're not creating any incentive for people to go to work.
Yeah. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, we're going to take our break for the Wall Street Report.
Street Journal Report.
All right, back with Hall of Famer Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny. Somebody had asked about free trade with China, but we'll do some homework on that. All right,
Well, Trump was railing about the Chinese and how they've stacked the deck and against us and take every advantage without us getting maybe what we could get. So a little more study on that issue. That's an interesting question.
Well, apparently Donald Trump did say he was for that, and everybody threw him under the bus, so maybe he's right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Tiger returns. Mike Ditka. Tiger shoots 68, 2-under. I think it's irony that Stevie Williams, the new guy on the bag for Adam Scott, Adam shoots minus 8, 62 yesterday, and he leads at Bridgestone. It's a pretty good golf over there.
I'll tell you one thing, I've watched all this, and I want to say one thing, whether people like it or they don't. Tiger Woods is good for golf, and when he's playing, people watch.
Yep.
And it becomes more interesting. I think it becomes more competitive. I hope he plays. I hope he plays well, and I hope he gets back to winning. I really do. Now, the mistakes he made, You know, that's you know, we hear people, they're going to hold that against somebody for their whole life. I mean, listen, hey, there is a thing. It's called forgiveness and getting over it and all this. You know, if you believe the Christian idea, but no, people want to say, well, no, he did well. They'll never think he's a, but he's a talent and he's good for the game now. But in saying that, right now, Stevie, there's 150 guys on that tour that can win any week.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are good. I watch them play. I mean, they do things that are amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing, too, Steve, is you go back through the history of any sport, but you always have these superstars that kind of raise that sport to a different level. And Woods is one of them. You go in golf, you know, Bobby Jones and Ben Hogan and Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. Those were the guys that ratcheted this game. Woods came along, and he's the next one. And that's why people are going to watch, because he changed the game. And I think he's helped to develop these guys, Mike. He's kind of showed them, well, I'm swinging away, and now look at what he's got to deal with. you're right. He's still going to command a lot of attention either way, and people are interested. And I think that's what brings sports to such an incredible level in our culture.
I mean, Johnny, did you see, though, the par 5, 667, who besides me can reach that in two?
Well, you're not going to reach. I 667. You're not going to reach into. It doesn't make any sense. You'd have to hit the ball 320. Oh no, you couldn't do it. You have to hit the ball 350 off the tee, then you'd have to hit it. You know,
no, that'd be a no. It's three. It's like 350 and 350. Did anyone do it?
Well, I don't think so. I think they all.
No. Nobody did it. Believe me, they're not going to do that.
667.
No, it was downhill on a roller coaster, maybe.
But it seems crazy. But these guys hit off the tee, Mike. And it looks like it's after bounce, after everything, they're all looking like they're 300, 325. I mean, they're just so far down there.
Yeah, but you hit a 300.
It defies my logic. I mean, I'm working on 225 right now.
Well, let's see. If I can hit a 300-yard drive with the wind, maybe, then I got a 367 three wood in.
No. That's 567. This is over 600 yards.
No. 300 plus 367 is 667. I got that.
Yeah, okay, 667. You got that right, yeah.
All right. We got the NFL ramping up a little bit. You got about 4 weeks till the New Orleans Saints shock Green Bay in Green Bay at Lambeau Field, Johnny.
Well, that's the season opener, and then we got the Bears. So the first two, and I don't know after that. I think we have Atlanta is one of those next two games. But
you think Atlanta's going to be easy?
Woo! No,
man.
Bill, I didn't mean that. I think that's just I just haven't looked that far ahead.
Well, you know, but it's a tough schedule. Doesn't hurt it. New Orleans is a good football team, and if they can hold up under those first three, four games, then that's going to make them battle-tested.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about that, Mike? I've always thought that getting started in that first two or three games is important.
It is, John, but you know what? It's more important you come out on top. But even if you don't, you know, and you compete against these are the world champions they're opening with, right? Green Bay, listen, you understand, listen, the Green Bay didn't become the world champion by using mirrors. They played awfully well to get there.
Yeah.
So even if you lose a game to the world champ, that's only one loss. I mean, I understand that. But you got to understand that the bottom line is you got to win a heck of a lot more games than you lose to get in the playoffs.
And, right, that's right.
And we're all excited, glad it's all going to be played. Okay, one other thing, Johnny, before we let you go, $86 on the price of a barrel. What does that mean? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's an effect. They do these long-term and factor those down to where they'll make a decision based on oil being $52 a barrel right now. So it doesn't affect plans as it goes up and down from 100 to 79 to 86. It won't affect a whole lot. It might help us out a little at the pump.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
A dime or so,
You've seen all these Republican candidates are coming out and essentially saying, drill, baby, drill. Are we seeing a little easing up of permitting in the Gulf and around the areas?
Not really. It's hard. Maybe a little bit because they're starting to get their system down. They just recreated the entire bureaucracy. So it's not an anti-drilling situation. It's just paperwork. And that's where you hear a lot of hue and cry about paperwork everywhere. And it's true. So
well, did you hear in July during all of this debt ceiling discussion, 618 new regulations were put in by this administration?
Well, and wait till the health care really hasn't even started to crank up. So
I don't know.
That's going to be some paperwork.
Yeah, and you know, more candidates are coming out saying we're repealing Obamacare. And whether they can ever do it, I don't know. They're going to need the Senate too, aren't they? I mean, you can't just say you're going to do it and do it. You got to have everybody.
Well, I mean, you can vote for that guy who would vote to repeal, and then the Americans can send enough people up there to repeal it. There's no question about it. It's like, I think Mike had a good point. It's not just the president, and it's not just the Congress. It's the American people have to make a decision here.
Right.
And I hope the ones that want freedom and accountability come out in enough numbers to basically lead the ones who think that just getting something for nothing is the way to be fulfilled, because it's not a happy life. So,
and do you think this could be one of those awakenings, historical awakening?
Possible.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike? You know, you always have these. We always have these milestones that either shake us up or to make us turn.
But John, people have to understand. You know, the whole thing you guys talked about. All these regulations. You want more government? You want less government? Does government have to be involved in everything? You're going to make this, you know, you're going to say, some people say, well, I can't do anything without somebody telling me to. Maybe those people want more government. I don't know. I'm just saying, but where we're going right now is in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
I think that the majority of people would favor much more what the Tea Party stands for, which is less governor. That government is best which governs least. And that those people need to get out and do something about it. That's all there is to it.
All right, guys, we'll leave it there. Rejoin Monday. Mike, thank you as always. Brother Johnny, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Great talking to you.
Take care. God bless.
God bless you. Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer. Brother Johnny, New Orleans and Chicago. We link up twice a week, 7:30 to 8. Mondays and Fridays here on the new 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. I am Stevie J. Fox News coming up. We'll take another look at these numbers. Dow futures ahead 78, so it wasn't as exuberant as it was a half hour ago, but still up. We'll talk a little more about that next. Fox News coming up.